This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Children who develop shortness of breath after getting COVID show signs that their small airways have narrowed slightly. This may cause other lingering symptoms like fatigue, chest pain, or cough. That's according to a new study that looked at long COVID in kids. National Jewish Health's Dr. Nathan Rabinovich is lead author.
We seem to be seeing a pattern that these kids have constriction of their small airways and hyperinflation of their lungs, probably because of that constriction of the small airways.
The condition can limit daily activities, can also cause psychological symptoms. The research is in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. Colorado Parks and Wildlife believes wolves may have killed 21 calves at a ranch near Meeker. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it could be evidence of a previously unknown wolf pack.
Wildlife officials know about one pack living in Jackson County. But these kills, they occurred in the White River National Forest, about 100 miles to the south. Wildlife agents are now investigating. If wolves are responsible, a spokesman says it means the state likely has its second pack. Those animals would have migrated to the area all on their own. In 2020, voters approved a ballot initiative that requires the state to reintroduce wolves by the end of 2023, but no reintroductions have happened yet. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Parkview Health System in Pueblo is joining the UC Health System. The two organizations recently signed a letter of intent for the partnership, which will take effect next year. Parkview hopes the deal will help stabilize its finances. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.